I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now time for your daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. Daniela, good afternoon. We're looking at Starbucks is issuing an ultimatum to its workers. Hey, come back to work at the office 3 days a week or you face getting fired. Now, Daniela, what's behind the move to get workers back to the office?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting escalation in enforcement of the company's hybrid work rules, which, you know, have been in place for a while, I mean, over a year. But we do have a new CEO that is coming in and just telling workers, like, look, you do have the flexibility to work at home for 2 days, but you also have to be in the office for the other 3 days. And if you don't, yeah, you risk being terminated.
Now, with Starbucks having that new CEO who's based here in California, he's going to be flying up to Seattle by corporate jet when needed. Might some of these workers see this back to the office mandate a bit hypocritical?
That work arrangement for the CEO has sparked some backlash, you know, by some workers and some outside critics. And what's happening is that he's allowed to live in California. You know, he does not have to relocate to Seattle and he will travel to headquarters, you know, by corporate jet. The company has said, that Brian Nichol, who's the CEO, will spend most of his time either in Seattle or visiting stores. So in effect, he won't spend a lot of time in California. But at the same time, you know, several workers had said that they actually didn't care where the CEO was based as long as he didn't crack down on in office requirements, which is exactly what happened yesterday.
Now, do you think some companies are using the return to the office requirements as a way to get rid of some of these workers?
So it's tricky to say, you know, at specific companies, but, you know, there is research showing that at least some managers hope for some voluntary turnover in the wake of return to office mandates. So, you know, tricky to say if that's exactly what's happening at Starbucks, but there is precedent to think that that might be the case.
Now, in a related note, Starbucks is also phasing out its olive oil drinks. Now, were these drinks not popular or is there something else behind the move?
So if we zoom out a little bit, you know, Starbucks is trying to basically bring sales back, right? And one of the things that they have said is that their stores are just too messy. There's too much going on. So one of the fixes is really kind of taming the company's overly complex menu. So this move of removing these olive oil drinks is part of that. But yes, I mean, we have, seen mixed reactions online, like a mixed reception to these drinks. And several baristas and store managers that I've talked to, over the past year have said that they weren't particularly popular in their stores.
Danielle, how many workers do you think they're talking about here with the working from home?
So that affects over 3,500 workers when it comes to the corporate workers. Starbucks, most of its workers actually work in the stores. You know, there's more than 200,000 people that work in Starbucks stores. But, you know, they still have a sizable corporate headquarters in Seattle. So, yeah, this policy of, enforcing hybrid work and the requirement to be in the office 3 days a week affects, about 3,500 people.
Well, thank you very much. That was Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
If you're driving a car or truck,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.